This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. We'll talk to you about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, goes 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of people interacting. Check it out. It's free. Like everything is at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight, and I'm hoping we get a chance to get to your article about the Pledge of Allegiance being found unconstitutional, Jason.
I do, too.
We got calls coming in like crazy, and since this is the show about your calls, we need to go to the phones and talk to Clayton in Wisconsin. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about the property rights issue.
Okay.
Now, I was talking to your call screener, and I got him on the edge of his seat right now. Go to a website, Steps to Secure a Land Patent.
What's a land patent?
Absolute ownership of property.
Is that like a lodial title?
Yes.
You mean that's actually something that somebody can do?
See, once you have a land patent, as long as you buy the property under a land patent with no mortgage or anything, you know, it's all free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that you would not be able to get a loan from a bank for the simple fact that the bank would not be able to claim it from you.
Okay.
That is how secure this is.
So you're saying that there's actually a way to purchase property. If you buy it all with cash, you're saying you can buy property and not have to pay taxes on it?
Well, like here in Wisconsin, it says in the state constitution that all lands are to be declared alloyal.
Alloyal. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we're still paying taxes.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to, you know, it's not going to stop the county government from coming in and throwing you a tax bill in your face, in which case, what would you do to that?
Well, it's... On the land patent, which comes from the Bureau of Land Management, it says right on the bottom of it, this land is to be yours and to your heirs and assignees forever.
Interesting. I'm very interested in getting more information. Could you post that on our BBS, Clayton, for everyone to see?
I'm not really computer savvy. I wouldn't.
Ooh, okay. That's unfortunate, because it'd be good to get that out to people. So you said if you search for what?
Steps to secure a land patent.
All right, Clayton, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeremy in Indiana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Yes, hello. I was listening about the land rights issue, or the ownership rights, and I think right now down there, or at least earlier down there, New Orleans, when they had declared it as martial law, which I believe unconstitutional.
Sure.
That it makes it, it's a lawless situation. There is no law down there at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a human survival sort of thing. And
I'll give you plenty of time. Couldn't one claim that there are humans right now in every city attempting to survive? I mean, some humans, by their own actions, are in a state of survival every day. There are guys right here. They can, but they don't.
That's their choice.
It's their choice. And
one could
claim the same from Louisiana. Hey, look, these people didn't stock up on canned foods when they had the chance. They didn't get out of town when they had the chance. They didn't do what it took to survive. You know, and I'm with you on this, but it
maybe
can be argued well from the doctor's point of view, and that's why I've been so shifty, because the doctor's got a better argument.
Well, I'm saying that it's a lawless situation where it is the whole area that is the disaster area. Currently, law has been thrown out the window, as opposed to a man on the street
I've got to point out that just because law has been thrown out the window doesn't mean right has been separated from wrong.
Or natural law doesn't exist any longer.
Yeah, I mean, it's still wrong. It's just because there might not be any law in Nolens, it doesn't mean that it's not wrong to murder somebody or rape somebody. It's still wrong. It's still wrong to steal somebody else's property. And I still think it's kind of wrong to steal somebody's food. However, I'll make an exception if somebody's in dire circumstances.
Well, I think somebody just said a good word there that I'd never heard before, two words together, a natural law. I think natural law kind of changes in that situation, what's natural to human beings as a species. I'm one that believes that we're animal and spirit, but still, as a species, the survival of in that area, law changes. After all, law in general, what is right and wrong, is based on the perceptions of the collective of any given government.
Whatever that means.
Right.
We're getting into dangerous territory because the same issue is being argued. The same issue is being argued from the stance of morality and law, and
right.
It just doesn't make.
Law is not
natural law
moral.
Is sort of morality, and I have to agree. You know, I mean, the fact is, if you imagine yourself in the circumstances. You say, yeah, it would be the right thing to do to be able to go in that store and take food.
Sure.
It would be the wrong thing to do to go in that store and take an iPod.
Right.
You're absolutely right about that. And, in fact, if you want to – you were bringing up, man, which is the point that, well, why didn't they leave the city? Why didn't they do – why didn't they stock up on food? There are people that don't have televisions. There are people that don't have radios. I mean, frequently I don't know about hurricanes until they're bearing down upon me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's certainly possible that somebody could have been caught not knowing that this was coming.
I would say that those people are vastly in the minority.
I'm one of them.
I have a suggestion how to handle it, I believe.
Go ahead.
Yeah, how I believe it should be handled. I doubt this would happen this way, but I believe...
Don't worry, we're used to that, too.
Yeah. But I would suggest that, that the laws itself should be created in a way that say... you're allowed, in the case of if it's survival in a disaster area, that we
personally, I'd rather just see the laws go away completely. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. We appreciate it.
Well, I have one more, if I may, one more.
Real quick.
Along with that, the way to handle it, to determine it would be, again, won't happen, is jury trials. Bring them up. If somebody's, grabbing a handful of diapers and
I would think a jury would be more sympathetic to somebody trying to survive versus someone taking an iPod. Good point. Thank you, Jeremy. 800-259-9231.
I would say that, unlike you, I wouldn't grant an exception. I still think it's wrong to steal food. Even if it is to save yourself, it's still wrong. But if I was in the situation, I would do it too.
And if you came back, if you came back a year later and the guy's store was still there, I would pay the guy back.
Definitely, yes, the difference in my circumstances is I would go way out of my way to make sure that I compensated
that guy
for what happened.
That's only the right thing to do. Let's go to the phones to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Namich. Hello.
Hey, Ian, Jason, and Namich. I almost fell out of my chair when I heard Ian say the word exception.
Doesn't happen too often.
I swallowed my gum.
That does not happen too often. Well, I wanted to talk to you guys about
Brandon, I just want you to know he has that same look on his face as when I get him. So,
it was a shocker, I'll tell you. I wanted to talk to you guys about free market and new products. I was just recently talking with another individual here at school about the free market and I can't explain where this individual lies on the political spectrum. His premises are shifted. They're a bunch of cobwebs. I mean, I do not understand.
Well, most people don't have principles, so it's like waiting for the grass. Come back and tell us more about your friend, your new friend there. 800-259-9231. Hang on, Brandon. 800-259-9231. By the way, Brandon is going to one of those Christian colleges, so apparently he had to actually submit freetalklive.com for an exemption because they've got this like Christian web filtering program that filters out virtually everything. So more coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show, toll-free. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. In fact, it's not just any old photograph of them, but it's a specific photo that they had taken with some evidence, usually them holding up a sign, for instance, that says Free Talk Live or FTL or I Love Manwich or something like that. And that proves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they're actually listeners to the show, and so therefore we will enshrine them in the Shrine of Female Listeners. It is not a beauty contest, ladies, so go check it out at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Now, you're going to college. Hello.
Apparently, Brandon
is
skiing.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You're going to college now, Brandon, and I think it's your first semester ever, correct?
Yeah, it is.
And you're at one of those Christian colleges, and you were striking up a conversation with one of your fellow students, and...
Yeah, I was.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Quit blowing in the receiver, please.
What were you going to say about your friend's conversation there with you?
Well, we were in the lunchroom, and we were talking, and I can't exactly remember what started it up. But basically, we were talking about government intervention in the economy, and by the way, he has no principles, so don't believe he's a free marketeer when I say that he does. He says he advocates very little government in the economy, which is not true, but just for the time constraints, I'm going to say that.
Sure.
That's what he said. But he did say that he believes that government needs to subsidize, needs to give money to companies so that they can create new products. Because he says the free market can't create new products.
What?
One of the worst analogies, one of the worst illustrations I've ever seen, or I've ever heard. And he gave the illustration about, let's say, and this is what he said, that you eat sand all your life, and all of a sudden somebody comes along with water. You're not going to want to drink water because it's sand. I said, that is preposterous. I said, that is poppycock. I've never heard anything so stupid.
Well, and I don't know what the analogy means, but I don't understand it.
It's stupid.
It sort of seems as if this guy's he's one of those guys that sort of... It's like all the information about government and whatnot is like a buffet, and he's just sort of picking and choosing what he hears and just throws it into what he sees as his platform.
Indeed, and that is true. He just wants to use government to achieve his own personal goals. And again, I gave him the example. I said, we had ridden horses for thousands of years. I said, but when Ford came along and made the car, did that require any government?
And no.
And no, it didn't. And he was silent for a minute, and then he brought up roads. And God, you don't want to get libertarian.
You can't have a libertarian conversation without roads.
Yeah, I know.
God, I hate roads.
I didn't want to talk about roads.
Well, actually, most roads were private, and you know, back in the beginning, in the you know the original days of roads. And I mean, gosh, ask him what he would think. Ask him if he would even have a computer today if it wasn't for the free market. What about air conditioning?
He said the government was the reason we have computers.
He's out of control.
And
he has no idea what he's talking about.
He said because they made it for the military. And I said, okay, I said, I haven't heard anything about that. I said, but let's just say, for example, you're right. Just assume you're right. I said, did Bill Gates get any government subsidies from the beginning? I said, no. I said, the computer industry is one of the most unregulated industries in America.
That's true.
The processor speed doubles every 16 to 18 months.
Mm.
I said, it is an amazing industry, and it is free market, and no government subsidies that I know of go into it. In fact, generally, they try and regulate it more and more.
Brandon, you're going to just have to keep on hitting him with the facts.
Okay. I got another thing here. He's going into pre-law, okay? So he says he knows the Constitution, and he quoted me the preamble.
Okay.
And I said, okay, well, what do you, just point of reference here, what did you think about the military, the government declaring martial law, and going into people's homes, kicking down their doors, and taking their guns? He said, well, it's for the general welfare.
God, it's always the general welfare. Yeah.
It's because it's not his door that's being kicked down.
Yeah.
I said, are you kidding me? I said, that is completely unconstitutional. I said, have you ever read the Second Amendment? He says, yeah, I've read the Second Amendment, but it's for the general welfare. I said, you're joking. I said, is it for the general welfare of that person who gets his door kicked in and the gun stolen? He said, no, but... And he kind of just goes off topic. And he made absolutely no sense. He's insane.
This is a great example of some of the kind of people that are going into law. These are the people that are becoming lawyers, that are becoming
communists
politicians.
Communists and socialists love the general welfare clause because it has that communist socialist feel to it. But I think that this was more about, you know, people doing things that endangered everyone as a whole, as opposed to being able to do, the government being able to do things that benefited everybody as a whole.
This is an example of a problem that comes from arguing to the Constitution. You can say, well, the Constitution says this, but then somebody else can simply say, well, that's your interpretation.
Yeah,
and what you have to come from is what's right and what's wrong. Is it
exactly
right?
That's what I've tried to do. I'm done arguing with the Constitution. You can't do it.
Right.
Because they will not concede. They will not. So I said, okay, is it right to go in And I gave him this now. I said, let's say it's for the general welfare. Okay? Let's say statistics prove that women who wear less clothes get sexually assaulted more.
Okay.
I said, I don't know if they prove it, but let's just say they do. I could take a chance. And I said, would it be morally right, would it be constitutional for the federal government to come in and regulate what women wear? And he had to think about it. He had to think about it.
What was his answer?
He said, well, we could, the federal government could start a police force to protect women. I said, look, I said...
All he's doing is coming up with government solutions for the problem.
This guy has no principles.
I called him. I said, you're a statist. I said, you just want to control people. I said, you think, and by the way, I ended up yelling at him at the end of this. If you would have talked with him, you would have yelled at him, too.
This is why I don't waste my time with people like this.
That's really the trick on conversion, because you can't, you know, if you yell at them...
I wasn't interested in conversion.
I know. The thing is long-term, you got to understand, long-term this stuff works. I mean, when I was in high school, man, I was a state... I believed in socialism all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So what you have to do is pretty much just plant the seeds, make suggestions of liberty, and then hope that they come around eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand what you're doing.
You have to let it fester.
You just wanted to see how far you could push him and how far he would go.
I really did. I mean,
you just want to be a talk show host.
Well, here's the point here. All I would say was, like, one little comment. And I guess he was on a debate team or something in high school, and they did really well. So everything you say is fired back with some radical debate logic, which he is actually completely illogical.
Right.
I give him examples of the market working and how prices are established and how wages are set. And he said, and he gave me some cockamamie answer, and I said, Or he'd say the command economies can work well. And I said, where there's more political liberty, where people are freer, people are, in general, better off.
And that's absolutely the case. Economic Freedom of the World Index, Hong Kong, for instance, with
indeed,
the least regulation.
Indeed. And I lost my thought.
He'll just deny it up and down. Absolutely. Brandon, great call, man. Thank you, as always. It's always interesting to hear what's going on in the educational hubs of America, within the education centers, all of the misinformation and the brainwashing that's going on. These kids are supposedly educated, and their answer to everything is, what, women are getting raped more? Let's create a new government police force to protect women. Give me a break. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Is the Pledge of Allegiance unconstitutional? We'll find out. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, The federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, from the political to the personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, we'll send you an update in your email box if you're on our updates list. And you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Give calorie-free birthday fun with a 1-800-Flowers.com bestseller. The Birthday Flower Cake. This cake-shaped fresh flower arrangement is sure to impress everyone. Use code FTL to save 10% at checkout, good towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and so much more. Call, click, or come in. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
Yes, indeed. So we got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. And Jason, you brought in an article about... Apparently, there was a not Supreme Court case, but a federal court case.
Yes, out in San Francisco.
San Francisco, brought by Mike Newdow, who is a well-known atheist. He's been in the news for a few years in regards to his challenges to the Pledge of Allegiance containing the under God phrase. What exactly is going on? What happened today?
Well, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools is now unconstitutional.
Really?
It has been unconstitutional, but now it's recognized by a court as unconstitutional.
Well, is this so in every state?
This is only in one district in California.
One district?
Yes. Okay. Pending, of course,
the circuit,
Court of Appeals.
Yeah.
Right.
Ninth Circuit.
Interesting.
Right.
Is it just every recitation of the pledge or forced recitation of the pledge?
I would imagine it's forced recitation of the pledge.
My understanding is they can't force you to say under God, but they can force you to recite the pledge. That's what my understanding is. I mean, you know.
Well, California law does require that public elementary schools conduct, quote, appropriate patriotic exercises.
I see.
Yes.
You know, I feel like the Pledge of Allegiance, as much as I'm a proud American, I feel like the Pledge of Allegiance has a spotty history. You know.
Oh yeah.
It's lame, and I don't like it.
And
it's socialist brainwashing.
Yep. I really feel like it is socialist brainwashing. I don't know as though this is true, but I don't think there's a lot of, you know, pledge allegiance to the flag of the Canadian flag. I don't think they do this, you know, the pledge allegiance to the Union Jack. I don't think that this is done in most countries. I think it's a little weird.
Right.
Really.
It's even weirder when you see the old pictures and the old style schoolhouses with the children saluting the flag as Nazis in Germany saluted their Führer.
Well, yeah, actually,
precisely.
Hitler borrowed that. He borrowed the Nazi salute from from America, from our salute to the flag, because that's what it originally was from the chest, the hand from the chest outward, straight outward.
And Francis Bellamy, who wrote the pledge for a flag salesman who wanted to boost sales. That's for whom Francis Bellamy wrote the pledge. He was a National Socialist too, just like Hitler.
Yes, he was
Nazi. That's what National Socialist meant.
That's correct.
So,
yep. Him and
our pledge written by a Nazi.
That's the truth.
What's the matter at hand though is what Mr. Bellamy didn't write, and that's the under God line, which
that was inserted in the 1950s.
Yeah, Dwight Eisenhower. Goofball threw it in there.
It was during the Red Scare. The politicians put it in there to show symbolism, to show that we're united. We're united under
God's
God.
On our side.
Yes, he's not on the side of the commies.
No, indeed. God knows. You know, and I believe that. But it's kind of interesting to, you know, the fact is, when I was in high school and, you know, our football team would be playing somebody else's football team, I believe God wanted us to win just a little more than the other guys, too. You know? Even when we played Cardinal Mooney, and it's a private school.
Yeah, you can't win against Cardinal Mooney. It's a Catholic school. God's always on our side.
Yeah, great point. Any other highlights from...
great point that God's on Cardinal Mooney's side?
Please.
Well, what the actual wording of this ruling was that school children are right to be free from a coercive requirement to affirm God, which is, I don't see how there is any argument in the first place. I mean, of course, our founding fathers, it is said that they did in fact believe in God, and that
some of them did.
Some
of them did.
It's in some of our founding documents, but that by no means illustrates that they put faith in God above faith in people. They have faith in basic human rights.
Certainly, and one of the main reasons that our founding fathers came to this country was to escape religious persecution, was to escape a state that had an official state religion. And they never wanted to see the state and religion ever enmeshed in this country.
You know, and the thing is I feel like the pledge is just part of the problem as far as this ultra-nationalism goes in America. I mean,
absolutely.
It all sort of... It matches up as far as time frames go. You know, we think that we're the world's cops, and we're the smart ones, and we're the strong ones, and, you know, screw France and whatever the heck they think. And I can't imagine how those folks in Honduras can live with themselves being Honduranians instead of Americans. Why don't they just shoot themselves? You know, this is a government, people. It's only meant to keep us safe and control the criminals.
Originally, it was intended to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of property.
Right.
Pursuit of happiness.
It's not a team. And, you know, it's fine in the Olympics and everything,
yeah,
but we don't have to go around the world killing brown people to show what great Americans we are.
No, of course not.
But that's what we do.
And I think you're right. I think that the pledge
every 5 years or so, we got to go start some little war against a little cockamamie country.
I think the pledge is a really important part of.
By the way, there is no
official
official pledge of Canada.
That's interesting.
No,
I think it's a critical part. It plays a critical role in the indoctrination of our children. You know, from day one, there it says in California's code in the rules for the schools, they must engage in patriotic displays. The elementary school students. I mean, that's just plain old fashioned brainwashing. I mean, can anybody deny this? 800-259-9231. It's really disturbing when you look into the history of the pledge. I mean, if you were to just come across, if you're just tuning into this show for the first time, and you're hearing somebody claim that the Pledge of Allegiance is a socialist doctrine, you're going to disbelieve it. I mean, because you've said it for your entire life. But isn't it possible that somebody was trying to mess with your head? Somebody was asking you to say this pledge in order to get you to be a good little citizen and not question the government and presume that you live in the best country on earth from here on till time immemorial, that the American government is good and right, and whatever it does is okay and justifiable because we pledged our lives to it, and it's so important, and God's behind the American government as well. I mean, it is amazing when you look into the history of the pledge how devious it really originally was. It originally was intended. Francis Bellamy wanted this pledge to be distributed far and wide.
Absolutely.
He was very pleased to know that the teachers' unions wanted to utilize it in the school system. He was just elated by this because he wanted a socialist takeover of the United States.
Right. You know, and this whole, you take it apart word by word, phrase by phrase, and it's weird. You know, to the republic for which it stands, I'm pledging allegiance?
Uh-huh.
Why am I pledging allegiance? It's just a government. And
yeah,
it's just
a government
to protect me.
A government, by the way, that was set up by the people. We created this government to run certain tasks,
yeah,
to do a very specific set of tasks and functions.
And one of those wasn't conquering the world and taking over and making the world a safe for democracy.
In fact, we reserved the right,
or whatever that means.
We reserved the right to abolish or alter it at any time, were it to get out of control. And so the purpose of the pledge was to just make people think that the government is always right and that we're subservient to it, when in fact the government is supposed to be subservient to us. 800-259-9231. I will never say the pledge again as long as I live. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control. 800-259-9231.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. So we were talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. And apparently in California or somewhere, I don't know if it's the entire state of California or one district in California, but a federal judge...
Or how big a district in California is.
A federal judge has handed down the ruling saying that kids cannot be forced to make reference to God in a public school classroom, in a government school classroom. Interesting ruling. Of course, somebody's probably going to be appealing it, so I'm sure we'll continue up the line, and we'll try and follow it as far as up as it goes. But... did you guys have any more comments on the pledge or the flag and the socialist origins of the pledge?
Well, I think we did go over, you know, to some extent or another, that really the problem here is public schools.
That's
more
true.
Than anything.
Though actually, we didn't even really touch on that.
No.
The government-run public schools is what the problem is.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is here you have a collective. You take everybody's money, whether they want to give it to you or not. That's what taxes are, taking right. people's money that they don't necessarily want to give you. Because believe me, my property taxes this year can be $4,000. I don't want to give it up. I don't support what they teach in the schools. Is that really fair to take my money and then to teach whatever the heck you want to teach in your school?
No, of course not.
It's really not. It's a bad thing to do. And
not only that,
whether I agree with the Pledge of Allegiance or disagree with it, I think kids could be made the allowed to say the pledge of their own accord, or perhaps they could say it on a very offhand sort of situation. I would prefer to see my child, you know, sing America the Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. I mean, it's patriotic without being weird.
Well, what I would prefer is the abolishment of government education and replacing it with voluntary alternatives. And that way...
Well, that's the point that I was trying to make.
Right. That way you can send your kids to a school where they indoctrinate them with all kinds of socialist mantra and garbage. And a religious Rita could send her kids to a very religious school where there are very strict rules for certain types of behavior. Mm-hmm. And you read the Bible every day in class, and somebody like me...
Pent-up little girls show lift their skirts for the little pent-up little boys in the back hall.
Oh.
Because that's what's going
to
happen.
Well, is that what happened to you in your school?
Well, I wouldn't tell you. I didn't have a skirt.
And then people like myself or Jason could send our kids to a more secular school, or a school that focuses on very specific kinds of things that we want our kids to learn. We'd each be able to customize our education package for our own children instead of having this one-size-fits-all garbage from the government.
That's what's happening in Pennsylvania, and I believe it's Indiana also. They're doing body mass indexes on all the report cards.
How preposterous is that?
It's bizarre. It's crazy. And our socialist school system's just getting weirder by the day.
It needs to stop. In fact, here's some news from the school system, from Mark. Students' rights. He was suspended today. Here's his story. I'm a senior at Buffalo Grove High School in a suburb of Chicago. On the previous show, someone called in talking about the rights of students in school. So I have a story I want to share with you guys. I was approached about a week ago by a friend. He told me he was starting an underground school newspaper, and he wanted me to write for it. I was recruited by him because I'm known as a crusader for freedom and liberty with strong opinions in addition to being a fair humorist, so I could probably write an insightful article. The reason for the underground newspaper was frustration with the official school newspaper. They misrepresent facts, misquote students, and most articles have no substance. I wrote my article, and yesterday I emailed it to him. He put together the first issue last night and began distributing it before school today. I saw many students reading the paper, and I was proud that our little experiment in free speech was well received. So, the bell rang, and everyone was off to class, newspapers in tow. I have study hall first period, so I usually sit in the cafeteria and catch up on some podcasts, usually listening to Free Talk Live from the previous night. About halfway through the period, I see the editor-in-chief of the underground newspaper being taken to the dean's office. A few minutes before first period ended, the dean then came for me. Ironically, this is the point in the podcast where the caller is talking about the rights in school. Since we published under pseudonyms, I knew that the editor ratted me out. I come to find out later that he was under threat of a 10-day suspension if he didn't name names.
Right.
So I understand his position, and I'm not angry. The dean takes me into his office and searches my backpack for any newspapers, which I don't have, as I had nothing to do with the actual distribution. My involvement was nothing beyond writing the article. He basically tells me that the newspaper is unauthorized. The dean's had a meeting. So myself and my fellow cohorts, all three of us in total, were detained in the... in-school suspension room. We were kept there for several hours in complete silence with nothing to do. The editor eventually asked to see a student handbook to actually find out what our violations were. After the dean's meeting, the editor and I were escorted to the other dean's office. Along the way, he told me what he read in the handbook. He believed the only criteria we didn't meet was that it had to have been approved by a teacher within 2 days. We're sitting outside of the dean's office, and the editor is asked to step inside. I knew that he was going to defend our actions using the student handbook against the dean. After a few minutes, he steps into the office. I hear the dean scream at him through a brick wall, "You do not tell me school policy." Now it's my turn, and I'm informed of my crimes. Violation of school board policy 4.21, which is distribution of unauthorized materials, and 4.15, harassment? Distribution of unauthorized material sounds very Nazi-ish to me. Everyone involved with the paper gets a 3-day out-of-school suspension. And, for the second time, I get my backpack searched for the paper. I'm told to go get my books from my locker so I can do homework during the suspension. I was escorted to my locker. I felt like a prisoner, walking through the halls with a security guard following behind. What do they think a bunch of writers are going to do? Make a run for it? I'm told I can appeal my suspension to the assistant principal, and will meet with the principal upon my return. Any advice? Well, if we haven't, we'll give it to you coming up, Mark. This is your show, 800-259-9231. If you've got advice for Mark as far as what he should do in this case, of his suspension. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product listeners have been having tremendous success with no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. If you call now, it's going to be tight, but we might be able to slip you in. It is your show. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of good stuff on the site for you. It's all free, the archives, bulletin board system, and much, much more. And it'll always be free for you, but we're asking for a little bit of help from you. If you like what we do on the show, check out the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details. But in short, it allows you to actually contribute to the success of the show. We're going to take your $3 a month and turn it right around into more advertising for Free Talk Live, more radio industry advertising, more internet advertising, get more stations on board, get more listeners on, more people hearing the message of freedom and liberty consistently 6 nights a week. You can help with it. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. We've had over 90 people amp the show so far, which is just fantastic.
It really makes you feel great that you know what we're working on, people support so much.
So time is short. I wanted to address Mike's email, or I think it was Mike or Mark. It was Mark. Anyway, Mark was involved with an underground publication at his school. He probably like a sheet of paper, an underground newsletter that was printed up. He was one of the writers for it. He wasn't involved in distributing it, but the school found him because somebody else ratted him out, and they threatened him. They gave him a 3-day suspension, out-of-school suspension as a result of it. And he's wondering what he should do next. Should he continue on with this newspaper? Should they put out another issue?
Well, I think they should. I think he should take it up with the local media.
That's a good point. It's not a bad idea to go to the local newspaper, because they would love to see some freedom of the press kind of stuff like this.
Yeah, get the press behind you.
My point, I believe that you know, the fact is, the guy's a bureaucrat. It's his job to waste your time and your money. That's what he's supposed to do.
Right.
He can't do anything else. He can't produce anything of value, so, you know, he has to be a bureaucrat. I would pretend like he doesn't exist. I like Jason's idea, too, but... You know, I would just go on doing whatever I'm going to do, and if he gives me any more trouble, say, look, pal, you're just running a public school here. It's the worst education I can get in this town. The only reason I'm doing it is because it's free.
Right.
I can walk out this door tomorrow and pretend like I've got a high school diploma. No one has ever asked me to see my high school diploma. Has anyone seen yours?
Never.
You?
Nope.
No. High school diploma is worthless.
Sure.
It is completely worthless. No one ever asks you to see it. You have a high school diploma if you say you have a high school diploma, and you don't have one if you don't.
What do you think the bureaucrat would say to that?
Oh, I can't imagine what he would
say. You're making a big mistake, young man.
Because he's not used to being told,
right.
You're inconsequential. Yeah. You're a stupid nobody.
He's used to being respected and bowed down to.
I'm going to paddle you.
Well, Mark, let us know what you decide. We're very interested to hear the rest of your story. Let's go to the phones to Shane in Canada. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
How you doing?
Shane, you've got 30 seconds, my man.
We don't have any pledge in Canada. We rarely sing the national anthem at all if in schools. I taught in the States. I've taught in Canada and the UK. And the States is very militaristic. It's actually very scary.
Interesting.
Extremely militant, I find, compared to the other two countries. I think that's a large part of the problem.
Interesting word to describe a bunch of kids getting up and saying the Pledge of Allegiance, but I would agree with that.
I would say it's apt.
Yeah. And a great observation, especially coming from someone who's from the outside. Thank you for that, Shane. We appreciate it. And let's slip in Terry. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Terry, you've only got about 15 seconds.
Hi there. I was trying to donate houses to people from the relief for the hurricane, and I couldn't even give these things away. I seriously think the government, you know, I can't compete with them. I just wanted your opinion on that.
Call us back some other time.
I'll call you tomorrow, man.
Appreciate it, dude.
I'll post it on the BBS.
Cool. We'll see you online, and of course, it's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, we'll see you here tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.